Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
One of the things I love most about Austin is our green belts, our parks, our bike trails. And with the Shoal Creek Trail, you get all of that. It may not be the most well-known of the downtown trails, but it is a great trail. And here to talk about the Shoal Creek Trail and the Shoal Creek Conservancy is Ivy Kaiser. Now, Ivy is Executive Director of the Shoal Creek Conservancy. It's shoalcreekconservancy.org. That's the address, is it not, Ivy?
That's correct.
Hey, I appreciate you joining us today on Inside Austin. I was on the trail, I guess it was Sunday, and I haven't been on in months. Maybe before the pandemic, it was the last time I walked the hike and bike, or the Shoal Creek Trail, bike trail. And there's a lot going on as far as construction goes on the trail, right?
That's true. We are definitely located in a very busy and urban area, especially in the lower parts of the creek and trail where downtown intersects this natural resource. There's lots of development, lots of activities and events. So anytime you go out and visit, you're sure to see something happening and something going up in there.
Now let's, before we get too far into the conservancy, let's talk first about geographically where the trail and the creek is for anybody who doesn't quite know. Where is Shoal Creek? Where does it run? Where does it go? I guess where are the headwaters and where does it end, if you would?
Sure. So Shoal Creek is a bit longer of a creek than a lot of folks realize. It actually starts up in northwest Austin near the Domain and flows all the way through west Austin, through downtown, and empties into Lady Bird Lake. So there's an intersection of the Shoal Creek Trail at Lady Bird Lake that you can access the trail by, or many other access points all throughout that watershed. It's an 11-mile-long creek, a 13-square-mile watershed, with a variety of intersecting parks and trails and other amazing green spaces to connect to.
And as I mentioned, a bunch of improvements, I guess. I don't know if those improvements are so much on the trail or near the creek, or maybe it's Peace Park. I don't know if Peace Park falls under your jurisdiction with the Conservancy or not, but I walked it as far as I could and got to a construction fence, and then I had to make a right-hand turn. So obviously a lot of improvements. Is that because of the pandemic, or was it just coincidental? I thought maybe now's a good time for cities to do a lot of improvements because people are kind of at home and maybe not out utilizing the spaces. Is it just coincidental?
And I would say most of it is coincidental. And what we've been seeing over the last 6 months is not people staying home very much, since we do have a trail that's, you know, outdoor, easy to social distance on. There are a lot of folks getting outdoors and utilizing the trail. So we certainly encourage folks to come out safely and during times of day that they feel comfortable to utilize the trail, to get outside, have that good, relaxing mental health break, and then get some fresh air, enjoy the outdoors, especially, you know, if you go further up in the watershed and access the trail north of downtown, there's even a lot more quiet spaces. But to your point, there are a lot of projects happening. We have a great partner called the Pease Park Conservancy that is in doing some construction on some of the park amenities at Pease Park. Additionally, there are some projects happening downtown that will, you know, sometimes reroute your traffic along the trail. But for the most part, you can continually go from Lady Bird Lake north all the way up to Highway 183 right now without ever having to be solely on the road. So that is a roughly 4-mile hike and bike trail that you can access by foot or bike from Lady Bird Lake up to 38th Street. And then from 38th Street north up to Highway 183, there is a new 5.5-mile long bike lane that's protected and separated from vehicle traffic. And that actually just opened this summer. So that was a coincidence, but it did open just in time to give folks a little extra space to get outside and recreate.
What a great addition to the Shoal Creek Trail, because it's such a great trail and always has been, right up to 38th Street, 38 and a half. And then to go beyond, because you can really stretch out that bike ride if you want to get a little more miles in the saddle, as sometimes I do. And I mentioned that the Shoal Creek Trail, it doesn't get all of the attention, and maybe it's not as visible as the Butler Trail. And I think maybe you'll agree with me that it may be a little underutilized for those of us who live here in Austin. Would you agree with that statement?
I would say so. You know, a lot of folks consider Shoal Creek Trail to be a best kept secret, little known secret. You know, part of the Conservancy's goal is to bust that up a little bit and make it more welcoming, more understandable for how to access the trail. And one of our current projects is actually a watershed-wide signage project to put wayfinding and directional signs with mileage markers all the way along the bike lanes in Shoal Creek Trail from 183 down to Lady Bird Lake. And that will hopefully allow folks to understand, you know, where they are in the entire trail system, how to get to other popular parks and destinations that are located off of Shoal Creek, and eventually we'll also showcase how to link from their hikes and bike rides along Shoal Creek up to the Northern Walnut Creek Trail, which is one of the big goals of Shoal Creek Conservancy's trail plan. So we are planning for Shoal Creek to be a major segment, about 13 miles of a segment in a overall 30-mile loop of hike and bike trail that would go around the city of Austin up to Walnut Creek Trail in the north and east of Austin, down to the Lance Armstrong Bikeway and Lady Bird Lake Butler Trail to the south, reconnecting to Shoal Creek in the southwest corner of Austin.
And what a great addition to kind of the bike paths and hiking paths here in the city. Today on Inside Austin, we're speaking with Ivy Kaiser. She's the executive director of the Shoal Creek Conservancy. It's shoalcreekconservancy.org. And you mentioned it's a really well-kept secret. And selfishly, I was kind of concerned about mentioning this on the radio, because one of the things I like about the Shoal Creek Trail is it's not at all crowded. But that's also one of the reasons I think we should probably get on the air and talk about it, was because I don't think a lot of people maybe know it's there or remember it's there. So hopefully we can generate a little more traffic. Ivy, what are some of the more popular or interesting spots along the trail for you? What do you think? Because for me, I like the Shoal Creek Saloon, which is right there. I like the BMX park, which is right there at 9th. You know, I don't ride, but I like to watch the kids ride. And then the skate park there, and I don't even know if that's still an ACC campus, but what used to be. What are some of your favorite spots along the trail?
Sure. So those are some really great ones, and folks are probably familiar with a lot of those spots. Cedar Springs Park is also located on Shoal Creek, just north of 34th Street, between 34th and 38th. It's a beautiful, shady, oak tree-lined section of the trail with picnic tables and lawns that are great for either doing some creekside yoga or having a picnic or just biking through on a nice ride. So I would definitely recommend checking that out and then taking a little jog off of the main trail to visit the springs that are flowing out of the rock above Shoal Creek. So it's a really naturally beautiful place to visit and have some relaxing downtime. And I also am a big fan of the area called Split Rock Canyon, which is a section of the trail that makes you feel like you're on the Barton Creek Greenbelt or somewhere just completely not in the middle of a city. It's lined by tall walls of rock with a steep drop-off towards the creek, and it just does not feel like the urban area where it actually is. And that's located just south of 31st Street if you were to enter the creek from 31st Street in Lamar.
Now, Ivy, let's talk about the Shoal Creek Conservancy. What is it? What's the goal? Why does the organization exist?
Sure. So Shoal Creek Conservancy was founded in 2013, and it was a response from lots of the local neighbors and residents who wanted to see greater advocacy for the trail and the creek itself. And since then, we have grown into an organization with about 5 staff members currently and an active board who are really looking to connect with the community members to understand what folks want to see from the trail amenities, the trail access and safety concerns they have, and what kinds of goals we want to see and follow through on for the actual creek itself and water quality goals. So a lot of what we have been doing over the last 6-7 years since founding is creating a couple of plans that will be the guiding documents for our community and for the Conservancy to act on. And really our big goals out of those two plans, which entail many, many projects and many different efforts that will take place over a long period of time. But really the overarching goal for those two plans are to create a connected, welcoming, all ages and abilities trail and to create a fishable and swimmable Shoal Creek once again. So really cleaning the waters, improving water quality, making it a safe place for folks to recreate in the creek again.
Yeah, and it seemed like for forever, and I've been in Austin, maybe 20 years now. There was always some kind of a system along the creek downtown, but it was, I guess, it had been washed away a couple of times, and it was really unusable. But over the past, 5 years, that section, that really far south section from Lady Bird Lake, from Town Lake North, that's really been put back together, and it's really a beautiful section that if you haven't been there, you got to check it out. How did that come to pass?
That section was in the works for quite a few years, and with Shoal Creek Conservancy's help, there is lots of attention drawn to the need to have that reconnected so we can have access to the rest of the Shoal Creek Trail. And what had been called the GAP project was completed just about 4 or 5 years ago. It reconnects the trail from 6th Street down to 3rd and 2nd Street, where the brand new Austin Central Library is. So now if you were to hike that section either from the lake or from the library northward, you would not have to get off of the trail or off of your bike at all in order to access the rest of Shoal Creek Trail north of 6th Street. And it's really great that that was able to be built along with some of the other major improvements in that area, such as the library, the new 2nd Street Butterfly Bridge. There are tons of improvements that are taking place along Shoal Creek downtown. So if you haven't been in a while, I highly recommend a bike ride or a stroll down there.
And Ivy, if you were sitting on Santa's lap and you had a Christmas wish list for the Shoal Creek Trail, the creek, the Greenbelt, the Conservancy, what would be on that list?
Well, we certainly want folks to understand that Shoal Creek is here, and it's here for everyone in Austin. We want folks to feel comfortable coming out and checking out the trail and engaging in our programs. We have regular volunteer work days and tours that are free and open to the public whenever we are able to have gatherings out on the trail. So we highly encourage folks to come out and join us and learn more about the history and the geology and the plans for Shoal Creek and just be a part of the conversation, because we really do need everyone in the community to be a part of, helping us prioritize plans, helping us understand what the needs are, and continuing to have a community-wide voice in these improvement projects.
And Ivy, what's on the calendar? Is there anything coming up that people, I know it's pandemic year and it's hard to get people together, is there anything on the calendar for the Conservancy that people can take part in?
There is, and this is kind of an interesting adaptation to a previous event, but typically in the spring we have our Shoal Creek Social annual fundraising event that was canceled this year, like so many other nonprofit major fundraising events. And since we didn't, want to try to get a gathering together again in the fall or do a virtual event, we have reimagined this into a 2-week-long campaign where we're encouraging folks to come out to the trail between September 15th and 30th and participate in a photo scavenger hunt. And we have maps, we have checklists, we have information on our website, and we're really encouraging families and individuals to come out and find some of these hidden gems, find some of these places that we always want to share with the community, but it's harder to do so when we can't take people out physically on tours. So this self-guided tour is, or scavenger hunt is kicking off on the 15th, and we're just really encouraging folks to go to shoalcreeksocialdistancing.com to get a copy of the map, or come out on the trail on the 19th or the 26th of September. Find our staff in the pop-up tents. We're going to have a couple pop-up stations with some cold drinks and some printed maps to give out, other giveaways, and we would love to say hi and thank you for coming out on the trail and share those special spots that we really appreciate and love on the trail with you all, while raising awareness of the Conservancy and fundraising for our operation.
Yeah, I think the Butler Hike and Bike Trail is kind of the default destination for a lot of people who are going to go downtown and walk, but I would encourage people to take a look at Shoal Creek as well as an alternative. It's a quieter option, and maybe if you haven't been on the Shoal Creek Trail in a long time, take a look. A lot of improvements over the past 5-6 years. And Ivy, with the last, say, 30 seconds we've got in this segment, what is it we didn't get to? What would you like to add? What did we leave out? I'll give you the last word.
Well, I just really hope that whenever we can have some volunteer work days and tours again, that folks will come out and learn about this great aspect and feature of Austin. We really hope that we can grow our community and hope to see you out there soon.
That's Ivy Kaiser. She's the executive director of the Shoal Creek Conservancy. It's shoalcreekconservancy.org. Ivy, I appreciate you joining us today on Inside Austin.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.